Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. It's just me this hour. And I'll be talking about tips from my unfinished, unavailable book. Things that I do, ways that I do them. And if you have tips that improve on what I'm talking about, and you'd like to give us a call and tell us about those tips, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Please keep, if you're going to call, please be concise, just for tips. No generic commentary on the sad state of affairs worldwide, please. Okay, just tips. Today's it's a big day. It's July 3rd. It's the day before a big national holiday. It's called the 4th of July. That's what it's called. Most people don't even know why it's a holiday. But it's a day to gorge oneself on hot dogs and hamburgers without ham and grilled dead animal flesh. It's a day of explosions. It's a day that stupid people ignite explosives that harm themselves, wild animals, pollute the planet with Chinese pyrotechnics. It's a day to be angry at the father of our country, George Washington, and his henchmen for all the terrible things they've done, including tax evasion, and his cronies, to be angry with them because he and his cronies cooked up schemes against the crown. They were criminals of the crown. It's a day to celebrate the tearing down of American history. It's a day to shred the Constitution. It's a day to, with wild and reckless exuberance, spread the coronavirus so that everyone is equally infected. It's a day in which the GDP will be seen in full bloom. Of course, I'm being facetious. Independence Day is the national holiday that's celebrated on July 4th each year. Celebrating the day of which our national independence was declared. In 1776, the day in which the 13 original colonies declared themselves independent of the English crown. Men in all 13 original colonies owned slaves. Not all men, but all 13 colonies had men who owned slaves. 41 of the 56 delegates who signed the Declaration of Independence were slave owners. They represented the following northern and southern states. What are they? Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Maryland, Massachusetts. By the way, John Hancock was from Massachusetts. An insurance company bears his name. Do you think that the protesters are going to wrap a rope around the Hancock Insurance Building and pull it down? New Hampshire was represented. New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. By the way, Ben Franklin was from Pennsylvania. He invented the bifocal glasses. So if you want to protest him, and his criminal activities against the crown and helping to found the United States, well, don't wear bifocals because he invented them. Maybe just crush them in protest. Rhode Island was part of the 13 original colonies. So was South Carolina, and so was Virginia. So if you have a problem with any of these signers of the Declaration of Independence, you might want to move to a different state. We've lost our minds here in the United States of America. Okay, so here are some tips. Of course, you know, I'm a farmer, and so is the rest of our family. We're all farmers. We jumped off the corporate ladder. We saw this coming, and we got out of Dodge. We left the East Coast because we knew this was coming. We didn't know the exact trigger. We thought it could be a grid-down situation. And by the way, the grid's getting flaky. We thought it could be a pandemic. We thought it could be martial law. We knew the ensuing result would be the supply chain breaking, which it is. So here we are as farmers, and I'm going to give you some tips of things that I think you should think about. And as a farmer, we just experienced a massive drought. And we planted an orchard, a fruit tree orchard. And we have some grapes. We have grape plants. Now, how can you water sufficiently fruit trees? How do you do it? Well, you can take the garden hose, and you can have a nozzle, and you can have you can stand there, and you can water each tree, and you move from tree to tree to tree, and what will happen is none of the trees will get enough water. Or you can try what I tried. So way before the panic started in the good old days, let's say 6 months ago, there was an ad on Craigslist, and there was a guy selling food-grade used 5-gallon buckets. And he was selling at $1.40 each, $1.40 each. And if you wanted the lid, the used lid with the rubber gasket, that was another 10 cents. So $1.50 a piece with the lids. But you had to buy a pallet of them. And in this pallet, there were 100 buckets and lids. And these particular buckets were used for minced garlic. And we can still smell garlic in our barn today. So it's probably going to be with us for another year before it fully volatilizes. But these are food-grade buckets. So they didn't have paint. They didn't have, Monsanto chemicals in them. They had food in them. So I have no concern about using them. We rinse them out. And from the inside, I drilled one hole in the center of the bucket. One hole. The diameter of this particular bucket, the hole in this bucket, was about the diameter of a number two pencil lead. Let's say 25 to 30 thousandths of an inch. One small hole, just one. And I drilled it from the inside so that the burrs would be on the outside and the burrs would not tend to clog this little tiny hole. And I experimented with just five of these buckets because I surely don't want to waste these buckets because they're valuable to farmers. What I did was I carried the buckets, the empty buckets, to each of five fruit trees. And I placed the bucket in the lowest area around the fruit tree. Let's say a foot and a half. The hole would be a foot and a half or 2 feet from these five-year-old fruit trees. And I filled the bucket up with water. And what happens is instead of flooding the area for a short time, for a couple minutes with a garden hose, full volume, the water drips out of the bottom hole of this bucket, drip, drip, drip. And it takes about an hour for 5 gallons to drip out of this bucket, assuming the hole doesn't get clogged up. And then what I do is I come back later and I fill up the bucket again. I leave it in exactly the same position. I fill it up again. And then I do it again. I do it 3, 4, 5 times. And what happens is the water coming out of the bucket is slow enough to saturate the ground and not run off. It stays right there. And the water softens the soil so that more water can come in and soften more soil, and more water can come in and soften more soil, and then the ground actually gets damp. and the trees can use the water. That, I think, is the best way to do it. Now, what I haven't done is added liquid fertilizer to it yet. And the reason I haven't done that is the puppies love these buckets, and they go over and drink the water out of them. So I don't want to kill the puppies by putting fertilizer, liquid fertilizer, in these buckets. So I've just used water. Now, I could put the lids on them, but I haven't done that yet. So I have experimented with fertilizing these trees, and here's how I've done that. When we lived in Virginia, I could buy a fertilizer called Triple 17 tobacco fertilizer. It was impressive. Triple 17 is 17-17-17. Can't get it here. And tobacco fertilizer has micronutrients like iron and sulfur and magnesium. And we can't get that here because we really don't grow much tobacco here in Missouri. But it really makes the garden grow really well if you have the micronutrients. So instead, I've used Triple 13. So it's 13-13-13. And you get that pretty much at any farmer's supply store. What I did was, when we had rain, I took a post pounder. And a post pounder is this rod about 6 feet tall. And one end is kind of like chisel pointed. The diameter of this rod is probably an inch and a half. It's a real heavy rod. Probably weighs 20 pounds. And the other end has a flattened portion that's about the diameter of a soup can. So if you want to pound a post in, a wooden post, into a hole that's bigger than the post, you fill the hole with dirt, and then you tamp around the dirt, and you push it down, and you compact it. And you add some more dirt, and you compact that. So that's what this thing is. It's this tool. What I do is I take the tool with the sharper end, or you can use a heavy rod with a pointed end. And when the soil is damp, after rain, for example, I jam that into the ground, and I make a hole, let's say, 8 to 12 inches deep around the perimeter of the tree. And then I take a pointed trowel, and I add several ounces of fertilizer in the hole. And I have, let's say, 3 or 4 or maybe even more holes around the base of the tree. Let's say 18 inches to 2 feet away from the tree. I fill those holes with fertilizer. And then the next rain, that fertilizer spreads throughout the hole, and the trees grow like crazy. So those are two of the things that we do to make the trees grow and be healthy. One is use the buckets to water the trees during the droughts. And the other thing is to fertilize the trees by pounding a hole or a bunch of holes around the perimeter of the trees. If you over-fertilize, you can kill the tree. If you under-fertilize, it won't grow too well. So you'll have to experiment with it. Less is better as you experiment rather than more. So that's a way you can water your trees in a drought, water your vineyard, maybe even water your garden. Where can you get these buckets? Well, you can look on Craigslist. Now, if you buy one at a time, they're going to be expensive. They're going to be 2 or 3X. Not everybody's going to want to buy 100 buckets. But as farmers, 100 buckets sounds great to us. We use them for everything, carrying tools in the Jeep, carrying fence parts out for fencing jobs, organizing things in the barn. We use them for lots and lots of purposes. We'll be right back. I've got some more tips for you. If you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish, The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so where do you get the buckets? Well, I don't recommend going shopping because I haven't been shopping. I haven't been in any stores, you know, since the good old days, before the panic. But if, and I don't recommend you go, but if you're going to go, or if you're going to have somebody go to, like, the Chinese factory outlet, in their bakery, they use these buckets, and they come in square and also cylindrical styles. And they will sell them to you for some amount of money. Now, typically, nothing goes out of Walmart without a price tag and being paid for. So if they have four or five or six of them, they'll probably charge you 99 cents, and you pay them 99 cents, and you get these rinsed-out buckets. If they don't have them, you can say, hey, my name's Joe or Tom or Mary, and will you save some for me, and you know, I'll be back next week. And they'll say, sure. Okay. So you can get them very inexpensively. And you know, some of the smaller buckets are really handy. When I go and feed the chickens, and we have 16 chickens, when I go to feed them, I bring a white bucket, and they all know what that means. They all come running, and that's how I get them back in the chicken pen. You know, I let them out during the day, and they go looking for bugs and worms and things like that, and grass and leaves and greens, and then at the when I want to bring them back into the chicken coop, I bring this bucket and I kind of shake it, and it has chicken scratch and it has chicken crumbles, which are like 16% protein, and so I have some corn in there with it, and I call them, and they all come running. They just it's like dinner time, and back into the chicken pen they go. And I use the same buckets to these really convenient, handy, like, oh, let's say 1 gallon or 1.5 or 2 gallon buckets. I give them their feed in that, and when I pour the feed into the chicken feeder, then I use the same bucket to bring the eggs back into the house. So they're really handy. So I suggest that if you haven't gotten some, find a way to get some if you're going to be somewhat more independent. One of the things that is a real concern to me is products that come from China. Now, I really don't like buying products that come from China, but right now there's not much choice. For example, if you have a car that has a key fob, you know, you push the button and unlock the doors, that kind of a key fob, they typically contain one or two cells, also known as batteries, typically incorrectly known as batteries. And the ones I'm talking about are about the size of a quarter in thickness and diameter. And they have two styles that are commonly used. One is called the CR2025, and another style is called the CR2032. So CR2025 and CR2032. They're identical in size except for the thickness. The CR2032s are just a little bit thicker, and they have a higher milliampere hour rating, which means they have a larger electrical capacity. The CR2032s do. If you have a car that has a transponder, it needs to have a good battery in the key fob in order for that darn car to start. Otherwise, it'll think it's being stolen. Seriously. So what are you going to do if you don't have these batteries for your keys for your car? And what happens if they wear out? Well, you just go to, you know, the store and buy some, right? Well, maybe not. So what do you do? Well, what I did was I bought a bunch of them. And they're very inexpensive if you buy them in a lot. What would be a lot? Well, 5 or 10. Well, the price for 5 sometimes is more expensive than the price for 10. So I buy them in 10 packs. I have a bunch of 10 packs and I keep them cool and dark. And I keep them in a freezer bag, but not in the freezer. I just keep them cool at a constant temperature. So if you have a basement, maybe that's the place to do it. If you have a dehumidifier running, if it rains in your basement, that's not the place for it. So you can buy them on eBay. Now, how much do they cost? Well, you can get a 10-pack on eBay of the CR2025s or the CR2032s for $3.55 shipped. 10 of them for $3.55. That's 36 cents a piece. Shipped. So, what do you buy? Well, make sure you get the right battery size. So, look in your manual, or look in, you know, if you open up your key fob, and make sure you've got the right size in there to begin with, and then get the same right size. Now, I would only recommend you get name brands like Panasonic, Sony, Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L, Duracell, or some other name brand.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. recorded over 52,000 new cases of COVID-19 on Thursday, the largest single-day total since the pandemic began 6 months ago. In Texas, the Republican Governor Greg Abbott is taking a new step to try to control the spread of the virus there. He's requiring face masks in all counties that have more than 20 coronavirus cases, although he says people won't actually be jailed for noncompliance, but there will be penalties.
The first violation of the standard It's just a warning. Subsequent violations are subject to a penalty not to exceed $250.
Several thousand people expected to join President Trump in South Dakota today for a fireworks show at Mount Rushmore. The president had to push to override a ban on fireworks there. They'd been prohibited because of wildfire concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class is just me today, and I wanted to share with you some of my thoughts about things you should consider going forward down this horrible path of the corona panic. The batteries that I talked about are these cells, these key fob batteries. They have about a 5-year shelf life. So when you look at eBay for them, and I think eBay is the best place to buy them. That's where I get ours. Take a look at the expiration date, because if they're going to expire soon, you're not going to have the shelf life that you expect. So you want these things to last for years, because I have a feeling, since they come from China, some come from Japan, but most come from China, You're going to want them to last a long time as we sever more and more of our relations with China. I really don't want to say this, but I feel that I need to. David, we'll be with you in just a minute, please. I really don't want to say this, but I've been put in a position where I have to. I've heard some things on USA Prepares that I do not agree with, and I can't let them stand. I am not going to ask a third grader for advice on what I should be teaching a third grader. I'm not going to let an unsupervised child make food for me, which I would eat. I would not buy lemonade from a child's lemonade stand. Because I don't think the children understand toxicity and biologicals at the age where a third grader, I don't think a third grader would understand. So I'm not going to put me or my family at risk by eating food that a third grader would pick from the wild. Children don't have, at that age, children don't have the experience that adults have. They haven't been around long enough. Children are not smarter, in my opinion, than adults. They have the capability to learn. They're like a sponge. I think that's great. But they're not smarter, in my opinion. So my advice and counsel to you is don't eat wild plants unless you know exactly what you're doing. Some are highly toxic. Others are mildly toxic. Let me give you an example. Hemlock is extremely poisonous. In fact, people have died from eating wild game birds that have eaten hemlock seeds. Seriously. So while it's wonderful to help and teach young people, I'm not going to ask a third grader for advice and counsel if I were going to teach them. I also want to tell you that I only do two things. USA Prepares and farming. And I help our sons, you know, with automotive things. You know, I help our son with his automotive business. That's it. I am not involved in any outside extracurricular type activities. I'm not involved with the Lions Club, the Kiwanis Club, or any other clubs. I'm not involved with any particular church. I'm not involved with any university. I can't do it. I'm overwhelmed as it is. And if anything has to go, it's going to be radio. That's going to be the first to go. I'm not suggesting that I'm going to quit radio. I'm just saying I'm overwhelmed. I decided to listen to some talk radio over the last few weeks, maybe a couple months, but just a little bit. I mean, a little bit. And I'm furious about what I've heard. I'm still hearing people say, hosts and guests. Ours are instructors. They're not guests because they actually are teaching. But I'm still hearing people say, hosts and guests, that the COVID-19 is fake, it's a fraud, to use their terms, it's BS. My question is, have they lost their minds? The virus is real, it's infectious, and it's deadly. The cost of this thing is helping to collapse economies of first world countries all over the world. The ensuing corona panic has destroyed the U.S. economy, and it's not coming back for decades, in my opinion. And the stupid GDP are infecting all those around them. If it's a store's policy that says on the door, wear a mask, who do people think they are going into those stores without wearing a mask? That's like me saying in the good old days, hey, we don't smoke in our house. And then having somebody light one up in the kitchen. It's offensive. It's wrong. It's impolite. And with the coronavirus, it's deadly. The coronavirus is extremely contagious. And the purpose of the masks is really simple. If you went to an urgent care facility in the good old days, and let's say you were coughing and hacking and coughing, this is before the panic, Last year, for example, they would say, here's a mask. Now, why would they do that? To keep you from spewing out all those germs and making them airborne for 30 feet. It was to contain it to you. That's the purpose of the mask, to keep you from spreading it. So who do people think they are going into stores without masks? Because right now, you can be asymptomatic, no symptoms whatsoever, and be spreading deadly coronavirus. City real estate is in free fall. Mass transit is in free fall. The supply chain is broken. The beginnings of the shooting, civil war, and revolution are here right now. Gun and ammo purchases are at record highs, and so are the prices. People are afraid. People are pointing guns at protesters because they're terrified. The internet is currently slowing down, and in many places, it's unstable. Phone calls aren't being connected. Calls in progress are being dropped. Single-ply 1,000-sheet toilet paper is now unobtainium. People have gone mad. They can't pay their mortgage, their car payments, and their rent. The landlords are panicking. The people who have obligated themselves to these monthly payments are panicking. And tomorrow, July 4th, there will be fireworks all over the country. I predict, I'm not calling for this, please don't think I'm inciting this, I am not, but I predict that fireworks will be used as weapons. And then the government will call for the banning of fireworks in the hands of the villagers. And the shooting will escalate. Yesterday, the United States of America became number one again. We're number one. Globally, we are number one. 55,000 cases of infected people in 24 hours. That's 38 people a minute. We've infected more of ourselves than any other nation on earth. So far, 2.7 million of us have been infected in the United States. 2.7 million. Tomorrow is party day, gluttony day, hot dog day, the day we infect each other. And we don't even know the real reason for the national holiday. How dumb are young people at the University of Washington? How dumb are they? 80 students are living in fraternity houses, and they have tested positive for COVID-19, 80 of them. Hundreds more are awaiting testing. These are strong, invincible spreaders that are going to bring back home to their grandparents, their parents, their aunts, their uncles, their sisters, their brothers and neighbors, COVID-19. I've said it before, and we only have a few options. Option number one, destroy lives. Option number two, destroy the economy. Or option number three, both. Your governments at state, local, federal, county, seemingly have infinite carelessness, recklessness, and stupidity. And which option have they picked? Number three. Both. Destroy the economy and destroy lives. The Federal Reserve right now distributes currency. There's currently a shortage of coinage. They say it's because, well, those of us who buy things aren't bringing our tokens to the businesses, so the businesses can't make change, the ones that are opened. So they're rationing tokens. There's a move afoot, well, to fix this problem. We don't need no stinking pennies. We don't need them. That's what they say. They say that pennies cost the consumers a fortune. Hundreds of millions of dollars a year because they handle pennies. Because to make change, they say, well, okay, let me count out the change, and here are pennies in the change. They say that we're wasting time by giving people the correct amount of change. Can you imagine that? What a stupid thing to say. There are articles all over the internet saying, let's dump the penny. You know what that means? That means if you buy something for a dollar, it's going to cost you 2.5 cents more because there'll be a rounding error. It'll round it up. So if you don't have pennies, what's the next denomination? That'd be a nickel. Now, do you think they're going to say, well, listen, I'll tell you what, let's take a nickel off? No. They're going to charge more. I'll tell you how bad it is. Right now, at this second, a copper penny that was minted between 1909 and 1982, almost pure copper, almost pure copper, 95% copper, is worth 2 cents. A penny is worth 2 cents. Your government can't allow that. Your government says, we're not going to put 2 cents worth of copper plus the minting cost into a thing that we circulate as a penny. The reason that it costs more to make a penny than a penny is because of the massive inflation that's caused by the almost unlimited printing of unbacked currency. A dime that was minted between 1916 and 1964, it's a lot of years, a dime is now worth $1.30 in silver. So if you want to buy a dime, it'll cost you $1.30 to buy a dime, 10 cents. Why is that? Because we've reduced the purchasing power of U.S. currency to the point where it costs $1.30 to buy 10 cents. We're boxed in. We can't get out. The revolution and the civil war combined have started here in the USA. It's the government against the people. It's corporate greed against the people.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, we're back, and I've never had to do this before, but I'm going to have to do it. We have David on line one, Kevin in Florida on line two, Kathy on line three. We've got just about a minute and a half for each of you. Can you please be concise? David, welcome.
Yeah, when I do batteries and like those batteries, have you had any experience with purchasing the rechargeable CR-style batteries?
No, I haven't. I have not done that, but I can tell you that I have seen what happens with a no-name battery in a watch, and it can leak and destroy the watch. So be really careful and stay with a name brand battery. And I don't have any problem with Maxell, M-A-X-E-L-L, or Panasonic or Sony.
Yeah, because what I do is I carry regular batteries, but for long term, I like to keep rechargeable batteries because I have portable solar panels or inverters or generators or anything to charge them up. I'm looking down the line. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm thinking that a lot of things are going to go wrong, and I don't know how long the equipment is going to last. So I'm thinking keep it cool and keep it dry, and I think I might get 10 years out of it. I don't know if a rechargeable, even if it kept a charge, would last 10 years as well. I mean, I don't know. I've used rechargeables over the years, and what I find is they don't last very long. They really don't.
Yeah, they tend to degrade after a while. Okay, hey, I'll let you go. You got a lot of people. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much, David.
Right.
Kevin in Florida, welcome.
Hey Vincent, how you doing today? Wanted to talk about the fireworks real quick. I spoke with one of my customers who's retired military and got some human intel that the police are concerned that fireworks are going to be used to distract their gunshot microphones that they use, a system called ShotSpotter, which they basically would distract the police by using fireworks drawn to one area and then commit crimes in another.
So that's it makes sense to me. And if you add to that these rocket-type fireworks, I think the police are even more concerned about having these rockets being launched at them. And I'm talking about bigger than bottle rockets. I saw a video of a guy who launched one, and it went in his open window of his house. So he was, you know, playing with fireworks that would go airborne, you know, rockets, and one of them went sideways into his open window and burned down his house, like, in a couple minutes. And anything else, Kevin?
Surplus. There's definitely been a surplus of fireworks. Something else that this guy also said is don't think that there aren't retired soldiers out there who will be, you know, bribed for money to work on the side of these leftist Marxists.
You know,
don't underestimate them and think that they're just ragtag, stupid idiots. They've got professional soldiers on their payroll.
Yeah, and also, if you're protesting peacefully and you bring your cell phone, you are on the list because they know who you are. Kevin, thanks so much. I'll see you next week on Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
Kathy. Welcome. Kathy's in Ohio.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, by the way, just real quickly, I get lots of positive comments about you and Kevin. I should have mentioned that when Kevin was on with us a few seconds ago. But the class loves you guys, so I just want to tell you that.
Thank you. Vince, I wanted to tell you our local grocery store, you could not use cash at most of the registers, especially the self-checkout. It was credit card only. There was a big sign saying due to the national coin shortage.
Uh-huh.
And so people had to use their credit cards. And if you only had cash, I don't know. It didn't even give you the option to take it.
Yep. And, you know, there are people who have had these coin jars for years and years. As all my life, you know, for 68 years, I remember seeing coin jars. And people would just, you know, if they had some odd change from transactions, they'd put the tokens in these coin jars. So it would be pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, halves, and sometimes silver dollars back when I was, you know, young. And they'd just collect them. And then every once in a while, they'd bring them back to the bank and convert it to paper currency. Well, I mentioned years ago that I bought some pennies, and I bought them so that, you know, if I ever have grandchildren, I can say, see this? Grandpa, what's that? Well, we used to use these. Yeah, what'd you use them for? Well, I don't know, but now we're going to make washers out of them. We're going to drill a hole in the middle of them and make copper washers out of them. They're going to be, young people won't know that we actually use currency that you hand people and settle your debt right then and there. So you might want to keep that in mind, class. Currency's going away, and the generally dumb public thinks, oh, no, we don't need pennies. It's too hard. But that settles the debt exactly to the penny. And if you get rid of pennies, you can't settle the debt to the penny anymore. Any quick comments, Kathy? You've got 20 seconds.
Well, Vince, the other thing I wanted to say was I tried to make an appointment, and every place I went, the price has gone up. One place, it was $40. An additional.
There you go. That's what we've been saying. It's here. Yep. The inflation, the wild inflation is here. Kathy, thanks so much. I'll see you next Friday.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.